We continue our learning Le'ilin Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishim Chaim Yaakov and Finchas Eliyahu. We're in Ksuvos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Hamadiris Ishto Shelo Titom Echad Mikol Haperus. Here you have a case where a husband literally makes a vow that his wife can't eat a certain fruit. So the Gemara explains that it has to be a case where the woman actually made an eder and said, you know, let's talk about a fig, right? This fig should be, or I'm not eating figs. So figs should be usher to me, conum, Bartiru quotes, conum preplonialite. This particular fruit, figs, are usher to me like a carbon, and the husband was mekayim the neder. That's what happened. Now, why can't the Mishnah be discussing a case where she said she's not eating any fruit at all? Because that she can't, she's no way for her to fulfill that neder, and therefore that's that neder would be null and void. Same way, if she said she takes the neder, she's not going to sleep. That's also neder is not chal. Why can't the Mishnah be saying that as it sounds, hamad yirisishto, that the husband made the vow for his wife and forbids her to eat a certain fruit, to taste a certain fruit? So that's also not allowed. A person has no authority to forbid someone to have benefit from a property that's not his. To eat these fruits. You can't have these fruits. What do you mean? You could ask her maybe your fruits upon her, but you're saying she can never eat figs? So that doesn't make any sense. Maybe he linked a tashmish to this, and said maybe he made the following tonight that her tashmish will be usher to him if she eats a certain fruit. That also doesn't make sense because the Mishnah here says that is Yotziv Itein Ksuba immediately. But if something's linked to tashmish, then we know already from the fifth parak that according to Beis Hillel, you wait 1 week. And according to Beis Shammai, you wait 2 weeks, if you remember, when it comes to Tashmish, before she can demand to be divorced. So therefore, it must be that she's the one who took the neder. She's not going to eat figs, let's say. Figs are also to her like a carbon, take a neder, and the husband confirms that neder. That's the case. So what's the halacha here? Here we don't have 30 days. Yotzi Vitein Ksuva says the Tanakama immediately. Why don't we wait like we did in the Mishnah Aleph in the Perek? Why is he giving Ksuva immediately? Because in Mishnah Aleph, when the neder was made by the husband, remember, he made that vow. So she says, you know what? He was angry. And eventually, when he calms down, he'll annul the vow. He'll be made for the vow. But she's making the vow on our Mishnah. And the husband is mekayim the vow. Obviously, the husband doesn't like her, and therefore she wants to divorce immediately. He's not calming down. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, also as we had in the past, the difference between an Eishes Kohen and an Eishes Yisrael. Be Yisrael. The husband's not a Kohen, and therefore he can remarry her after he divorces her, assuming she doesn't marry someone else. So then it's like we said, Yom Echad Yekayim, for one day, yes. He's allowed to keep around, but Shnayim, once it's into the second day, Yotzi V'tein Ksuba immediately. After that, on that second day. Uve Koheness, Shnayim Yekayim, you keep around, let the neder go for 2 days. And Shlosha, once it's into the third day, Yotzi V'tein Ksuba. Then he has to be Motziar and give her the Ksuba. He divorces her and pays her the Ksuba. Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel, Hamadiris Ishtov Shalotis Tis kashet be'echad mikol haminim. Here's a case where there's a neder husband places upon his wife. She can't adorn herself with certain perfumes or whatever, certain cosmetics. Once again, we have to explain this Mishnah as she took the neder that a particular perfume, let's say it's usher to her, konam, as the Bar Tunura says, konem bosem ploni alai, and he was mekayim it, he confirmed it, yotzi v'tein ksuva. Same thing, he divorced her immediately, although we don't mention Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, but we assume Rabbi Yehuda would agree also, if it's an Eishes Kohen, it would be 1 day and then 2 days. Rabbi Yossi Omer, when it comes to perfume, it depends. Ba'anios, when it comes to poor women who are not used to necessarily having perfume all the time, so then the only time you divorce her immediately is Shalona San Kitzva. That's where the husband did not give a time limit. So then already he must really not like her. He confirmed the neder where she said, meaning she said, I'm not wearing perfume, whatever it means, usher to me. And there was no time limit, and he confirmed the neder anyway, even though it's confirmed, you know, indefinitely. So then he divorces her right away. That shows that they're not getting along. But if there's a kitzvah, there was a fixed amount, he placed a time limit on it. She placed a time limit, and he confirmed that. As long as it's not, and the Gemara has discussion about how long it should be, according to one opinion, as long as it's not longer than 12 months, then she has to follow that neder. And that's all, because she's anios. They're not used to having perfume that often. Others say in the Gemara that, no, 10 years maybe, not 12 months, 10 years may even be the limit. And one opinion is just the opposite. Even anios will use perfume on a regel. So it's up until the next regel. Now that could be 5 days, because maybe Pesach is coming in 5 days. It could be several months. Who knows? You know, Sukkot was just over. It's not going to be Pesach for another 6 months. Another a little bit less than 6 months. All depends on the regalim. Uva ashiros, though, in case of wealthy women who wear perfume regularly, shloshim yom. Prominent women who we used now. Why 30 days? So the answer is because if she's wearing enough perfume, she can enjoy the scent of that fragrance of the perfume up to 30 days. You can still smell it a little bit, but beyond that, already the neder is not going to be chal. So we let the neder be chal for 30 days, and after that, yotzi v'tein ksuba.